Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What workout equipment should you own if you want to have some things at home? Is a treadmill better than an elliptical? Do you need a whole set of weights or are banding enough? Do you use your body weight? Do you have to have one of the balls? These are all questions people have been asking me for years. My guest is Dr. Barbara Bushman. She's a professor at Missouri State University, and she's also a program director, clinical exercise specialist, health and fitness specialist, and personal trainer, all certifications by the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bushman. So, workout equipment, if you could pick one thing, what would it be?
Now, I didn't know you were going to limit me to just one.
I'm just starting with that.
All right. I would have to say probably my favorite piece of equipment that I personally own is my treadmill.
Me too.
Just because it allows me to maintain my aerobic conditioning regardless of what the outside weather may be, whether it's extreme heat in the summer or, you know, icy conditions like many of us have been facing here this year. I would say it has to be my treadmill.
So me too, and lately I've been getting asked, you know, my treadmill is great and all, but it is pounding away. Now, for me, the treadmill has to go hand in hand with the television set so that I can watch TV while I go away on that wheel. But what about the ellipticals? I mean, are there consumer-friendly versions on the market? The ones you see at the clubs are huge, and they look like they take up an awful lot of space, but I've wanted one myself. What do you think about getting an elliptical?
I think all of the pieces of equipment, I mean, elliptical or treadmill, both of them are very space-intensive, if you will, both floor space as well as you have to make a vertical consideration. I know I had a student who had a treadmill, and due to his height, he couldn't even use the grade. It was in a basement setting that was too low, and he was very tall. So you're going to have the same sort of thing potentially with an elliptical or a stair climber. When you're looking at pieces of equipment like that, I think the biggest factor is looking at sufficient quality. So we want to make sure whether, you know, it's elliptical, stair climber, treadmill, the platform's stable, it's not wobbly, you feel comfortable on it. Ideally, I like to recommend to people to actually try them out before you purchase it, if that's at all possible. I know when purchasing my treadmill, I asked the sales clerk, you know, am I fine to go ahead and try? And I came in my workout gear, and I went from unit to unit to unit until I found something that was a fit for me in terms of my intensity that I was going to be asking from the unit. And each piece of equipment feels just a little bit different. So you want something that you're going to be comfortable on.
Absolutely true. And what about weights versus bands? Do you think we need a set of weights? Can they be do they have to be the stainless steel? Can they be just, you know, those kind of ugly looking weights? Do you like plastic coated? What do we need where weights are concerned?
I think there's so many ways that you can look at resistance. You know, weight stacks are great. It allows you to deal with a good range of motion. You can progress. But they are heavy. They're bulky. If you're dealing with any sort of machine type of equipment, it's hard to move once you have it assembled. The hydraulic type of resistance, it's light, easy to move, but with that, the resistance is going to vary depending on your pace, so it may be a little harder to chart the progress. The rods, the bands, again, light and easy to move, but resistance is going to vary throughout the range of motion. So I think as you're balancing out, am I going to look at buying a number of different free weights for different activities, versus a machine or even just the simple, you know, rubber band resistance type of exercises? What's the space I have available and how am I going to be using them? Because you don't want to make the investment and then have it be something that you just don't have the space for. It gets put away, you know, in a dark corner in a basement or back in a closet. You're not going to access it then. So you want to have something that is going to work within the environment you're in as well as the activities that you're wanting to engage in.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen people with who get a treadmill and it becomes nothing but a clothes hanger, and they throw all their clothes on there, and then it becomes a storage space. But what a, now my family, we bought a chin-up bar over the holidays, and it goes into a doorway, and it kind of hooks up along, and it's very stable. And I must say that every single one of us use it almost every day as we walk past it. We try and pull ourselves up, or if we can't, we just lift our knees up and down. You know, it's kind of amazing that we got a chin-up bar and every single one of us is using it. What about the balls and other things? Balls kind of take up room and roll around the room a little.
Yeah, I have a stability ball, and, you know, I keep it down in a sunroom at home. It's just so versatile in terms of being able to work on core stability, you know, muscular fitness, balance, flexibility. And so we can do so many different exercises with it. You know, I guess if space was a major option, you could look at deflating the ball each time when you were finished. That might dissuade people from sticking with the activity. You know, that's something that you could tuck away in a closet and roll out when you're ready to do the activity. It's really nice to have something like that that gives you so many different options for activities, and they're very inexpensive, whether you have just the typical stability ball, or some of them actually have a little sand or weight in them that keep them from rolling around quite as much. That also adds a little bit more resistance when you're moving them through a range of motion. Yeah, stability ball to me is one of the must-buys that I would want for an inexpensive way to have equipment at home.
So we're talking about a treadmill. Look at your space. Look at the height for sure. Make sure it's stable, not wobbly. Try it out if at all possible. See if you like the way the handles are situated. A stability ball, an absolute must. They're versatile. You can do sit-ups on them. You can use them for posture and stability and balance and so many things, squats, everything. You want to make sure if you're going to have weights that they're put someplace, they get heavy, you can't move them around a lot. Banding, again, you always, you know, the resistance may not be enough for you, but they're good to have for tired days, range of motion days. What else am I missing here, Dr. Bushman? Do you like DVDs? Do you like some of the other kinds of equipment that are out there now with like TRX, any of those? Should we own any of those?
I think DVDs are great, and whether you purchase them or you run out to your local library and take advantage of, you know, different options each week. I know my husband and I have done that we will pick different activities, something new to try out. Having a mat is also nice when you're doing body weight exercises, so really sort of no-cost things using your body weight, like sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, some of those old standards that you can use if you're in a no-equipment option or if you're traveling. I think another sort of fun piece of equipment is having a heart rate monitor. And, you know, they run the gamut in terms of price, from very inexpensive ones that just display heart rate up to, you know, downloadable ones that you can track your progress that have, you know, GPS alarms and everything. But having that type of feedback can be helpful for individuals to monitor their intensity and to track their changes in fitness over time. So are we doing the same workload or workout now, but my heart rate's lower? That's showing that there was a positive adaptation and the person's fitness improved.
So that's really a great way to kind of monitor what you're doing. And we've been talking about treadmills and stability balls and ellipticals and banding and weights and actual, you know, just body weight resistance and chin-up bars and heart rate monitors and all of these things. And let's not forget a good old-fashioned jump rope, because those are a great way to get that kind of CrossFit high-intensity interval training that the American College of Sports Medicine now hit the top of their list of fitness trends. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.